What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 114. In this episode, I'll share my three best productivity hacks for busy hospital pharmacists. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode114. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. Before we get to the episode, I want to let you know about a new place for hospital pharmacists to learn more about critical care. I am creating Pharmacy Joe's Critical Care Pharmacy Academy. In the academy, there will be monthly skill-based masterclasses, monthly Q&A webinars, private forums, and a weekly digest to keep up with new critical care pharmacy medical literature. A beta program will launch on September 1st, 2016, if at least 10 people sign up. Spots for the beta program are limited and available on a first-come, first-served basis. You can find out more by going to pharmacyjoe.com/beta. And if you know of a colleague that might find the academy useful, please share that link with them. I've got good days and I've got bad days when it comes to time management as a hospital pharmacist. When I use these three tips that I'm about to share, the good days far outnumber the bad. Let's dive in. The first is 1 minute before 9 a.m. equals 2 minutes after noon. I got this profound formula straight out of the pages of a book I read several years ago called The Hospitalist Manual, and you can find that in the show notes, pharmacyjoe.com/episode114. This formula is as accurate as any that I learned in pharmacy school. Applying the formula is simple. When you start your day at the hospital, immediately begin with the required patient care tasks of the day. Do these tasks before you check your email or chat with your office mate about how the weekend was. For me, the biggest required work is pre-rounding on ICU patients. At a minimum, I assess each patient for prophylaxis, renal dose adjustment, therapeutic drug monitoring, and antibiotic day of therapy as early in my day as possible. If time allows, I will dig deeper before rounds assessing the pharmacotherapy regimen of each patient. But if a code happens, a surprise meeting is called, or an urgent consult comes up, I can still be effective on ICU rounds, having gotten the basics out of the way first thing in the morning. While this formula has helped me have stress-free days at work, it has done something far more important. It has enabled me to accelerate my professional development. With the required tasks out of the way, I have time to say yes to opportunities like watching a bedside procedure, viewing an autopsy, or having an in-depth conversation with a specialist. If required tasks are still hanging over my head after lunchtime, there's no time to say yes to these opportunities without putting me further behind in my day. The second hack that I'd like to share is to use the Pomodoro technique. Now, the Pomodoro technique helps me avoid distractions and get some of the most tedious tasks done. It is a simple technique that involves using a timer to set an on-off period for your work. I use a 25 and 5 minute split between on and off periods. So to use the example above of pre-rounding, I will work on nothing but pre-rounding for 25 minutes and then take a 5 minute break. I use a timer on my smartwatch to keep track of both the work time and the break time. And you get a link to my smartwatch at pharmacyjoe.com/smartwatch. Knowing that there is a 5 minute period coming up where I can check my email, ask a colleague a question, or refill my coffee helps me avoid getting distracted during the 25 minute work period. I find I'm much quicker at pre-rounding and other tasks using this technique. And my third productivity hack is to own your email. Don't let it own you. As the great philosophers AC/DC sang in 1986, email has the potential to completely control your day. Get on you. Through and through. I've done two things to take back control. Number one, turn off the new message notification pop-up within Outlook. This pop-up will distract you endlessly if you leave it on. No email message is more important than whatever you're working on. If it were, it would have been a phone call, not an email message. I've got instructions on how to turn off the notification in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode114. And my second thing I do to take control back of my email is take your work email off your cell phone. Trust me, you don't need it there. It's just another distraction that will keep you from having a stress-free and productive day. I still regularly check my work email. I just do it on my terms. Listeners can support the show when they shop using my link to Amazon. It will cost you no extra money, and I will receive a small commission from Amazon. Just bookmark and use my link, pharmacyjoe.com/shop, to take you to Amazon each time you shop. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.